All right, open your Bibles now. Let's go to the book of Psalm number 123. Psalm number 123 sa Bible. Sa sample Bible, page 559. Pero kung meron kang study notes, pwede mo lang tingnan ang study notes. Nandyan yung copy ng Word of God. Psalm number 123. Babasahin natin yung 123, 124, at saka Psalm 125. So, tatlong Psalms of Degree ang titingnan natin ngayon. Now, kung naalala ninyo, last week, inintroduce natin yung Psalms of Degrees, a Song of Degrees, and there are 15 short Songs of Degrees. And they are short, relatively speaking. And there's 15 of them, and we already saw three last week, so we will see three more today, and maybe even four next week, because it's really short. Psalm 123. So let's go ahead and read just the first verse, and we'll pray and we'll ask God to help, and we'll see what the Lord has for us here for Psalm 123. Let's read verse number 1. Together, a song of degrees. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Let's pray and ask God to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your love for us. We thank you for giving us your word. And if it weren't, Lord, for your word, we certainly wouldn't have hope. And Lord, so now we ask God that you would have mercy on us, Lord, and help us. Help us to focus on the Word of God and gain the spiritual strength that we need for the study of this Songs of Degrees here, these three Psalms. And just bless us, Lord. Bless our time in the Word of God. We ask your help now, the Holy Spirit speaking to our hearts. And if there's some who don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that today they might come to know Him as Lord and Savior before it's too late. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, pag nagbabasa tayo ng Psalms, yung Psalm 123 may kasulatan sa ilalim ng 123. Ang sabi doon, a song of degrees. Yung kasulatan na yan ay bahagi ng verse number 1. So, kung mamasdan mo yung Hebrew text na pinanggalingan ng King James natin, yung Masoretic text, talagang bahagi ito ng verse 1. Kaya dapat, pag binasa natin yung verse 1, basahin din natin yung A Song of Degrees. And again, the Song of Degrees were used by the Jewish believers, worshippers of Jehovah, sa kanilang pista, sa pista nila. That would be Passover, and Feast of the Tabernacles, and also Pentecost. As they would journey back to Israel's Jerusalem's temple, umaakyat sila sa bundok ng Jerusalem. So tandaan natin, yung lungsod ng Jerusalem ay nasa tuktok ng bundok. It's a mountainous region, and so they would climb, or they would ascend to the temple. And as they journey to the temple, they would sing these songs. And as a reminder of God's deliverance and God's help. So kaya itong mga awit na ito ay patungkol sa tulong na rinerequest ng mga Israelites kay Jehovah, kay Lord. So nakikita natin ito, maaaring ito sa kapanahunan ni David, katulad ng Psalm 124, tingnan mo nakasulat sa ilalim, A Song of Degrees of David. So it could very well be that all the Songs of Degrees really are during the time of David. I don't see a problem with that, especially that David is predominantly the author of the book of Psalms. It could be during the time when David was ruling and reigning and God delivered him from all his enemies. At naalala niyo, marami namang enemies si David, no? His enemy was Saul, his enemy was Absalom, his enemy was Adonijah, his enemy there was there's just several enemies. There's Ahithophel and on, even the giants were his enemies. And Goliath and the Philistines and so many enemies. But yet God delivered David out of all his enemies. And so perhaps he wrote these as short songs of victory. But really, he's teaching us how to pray when we need help from God. Paano tayo manalangin kung kailangan natin ng tulong sa Diyos? Well, pwede mong gamitin itong mga psalms of degrees, these songs of degrees. So sabi dito sa verse 1, ng Psalm 123, sabi sa verse 1, "Unto thee lift I mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens." So saan nakatira ang Diyos? Heavens, plural. Ilan ang heavens sa Bible? Tatlo ang heavens sa Bible. So ang Diyos ay nakatira sa kalangitan at sa langit ng mga langit. At tinitingala natin ang ating mga mata sa kalangitan dahil ng doon, ng trono ng Diyos. We lift our eyes to the heavens because God dwells there. And we anticipate help from above. Go over to Psalm number 11. Tingnan mo ang Psalm number 11. For example, Psalm number 11. And not only do we look at God with our eyes of faith, trusting in the Lord to help us, but I want you to know God's eye is looking at us too. Psalm number 11, verse number 4. Psalm 11, verse 4. "The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, His eyelids try the children of men." So, hindi lang tayo ang tumitingin sa Diyos, ang Diyos din tumitingin sa atin para i-test tayo, i-testing tayo, i-try tayo kung magiging tapat ba tayo sa Panginoon. Okay? So, very good. Konting bagyo, konting ulan, hindi natin sinarado yung church. Yung hospital, sinasarado ba nila yan pag bumabagyo? Oo. Ayan, katawan lang ang tulong nila. Ito, spiritual. Oh, you see? Anyway, verse number 2, Psalm 123, verse number 2. "Behold, as the eyes of a servant looks unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until He have mercy upon us." So, repeated dito yung mata. Yung mga mata ng mga alipin ay palaging tumitingin sa kanilang amo. Yung mata ng mga katulong palaging tumitingin sa mata ng palagi silang tumitingin sa tulong ng kanilang amo. And so, ganun din tayo. Umaasa tayo sa tulong ng Panginoon. Hindi naman sa parang tayong alipin. Kung kilala mo si Jesus Cristo bilang iyong Panginoon, Diyos na tagapagligtas, tayo ay anak ng Diyos. At kung paano nagdedepende ang anak sa magulang, dapat nagdedepende tayo sa ating Panginoon. And so we depend upon the Lord. We learn to patiently trust in God. We learn to have confidence, patient confidence towards God. We look to God for His provision. We look to God for His mercy. And we look to God for His protection. So ito yung tema ng Psalm 123. This is the theme of Psalm 123. That we fix our eyes upon the Lord. And we trust in Him for mercy, for protection, for provision, for pity. And so we learn to patiently trust in God. So ang buhay Kristiyano ay hindi madali. Hindi madalian. Para tayong tinuturuan ng Diyos araw-araw na umasa sa Kanya. Every day. We have to learn to trust in Him. Look at verse number 3. "Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt." So ang ibig sabihin ng contempt ay yung wala tayong respeto sa Diyos. Puno tayo ng kawalan ng respeto sa Diyos. Kaya, Lord, maawa ka sa amin. Maawa ka sa amin dahil puno kami ng walang takot, walang respeto sa Diyos. So, David is teaching us to ask God for mercy considering how sinful we really are. So, kung alam natin na ganun pala tayo kasama, dapat alam natin, humihingi tayo ng tawad sa Panginoon. Araw-araw! Si Brother Bill, di ba tayo yung mga Kristiyano? Ibig sabihin ba, hindi na tayo nagkakasala, hindi na tayo nagkakamali? No. Ang Kristiyano ay pwedeng magkasala, pwedeng magkamali. Kaya kailangan, araw-araw, humihingi rin tayo ng tawad sa Panginoon. At huwag kalimutan humingi ng tawad sa Panginoon. Look at verse number 4. Verse number 4, our soul is exceedingly filled with scorning of those that are at ease and with contempt of the proud. So, punong-puno rin tayo ng puot at galit dun sa mga ayaw sumunod sa Diyos, sa mga nagre-relax, at sa mga proud. God has nothing good to say about being proud. Okay? So get pride and proud out of your vocabulary. The contempt of the proud, the scorning of those who are at ease. Guess who's full of scorning? Guess who's full of pride? Tayo ang punong-puno ng pride. And so we need to look to God for His mercy upon us. Okay? So, eto ang, if I could summarize 1, 2, 3 in one sentence, I would say this. Look up to God. Look up to God always. So, if your outward look is bad and your forward look doesn't look good, the best thing to do is to look up to God and trust in Him. All right? So, Psalm 124, let's go to Psalm 124. Ito naman ay psalm ng deliverance, a psalm of deliverance, how God answers prayer and takes us from trouble and brings us to deliverance. Psalm 124, verse number 1. Verse number 1, a song of degrees of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, so kung hindi dahil sa Diyos, wala tayo. And it's repeated twice because this is a song. So, kumbaga, si David, or yung song leader magsasabi ng first line, yung verse 2, yung mga tao ang magsasabi ng verse 2. Tapos yung verse 3, sabay-sabay yung song leader at saka yung mga tao. So this is basically a song of deliverance. Verse number 3, then they had swallowed us up quick. Nilamon na tayo ng kalaban natin kung hindi dahil sa Diyos. Now, etong language na ito ay humihiram sa Numbers chapter 16. Now, hindi natin bubuksan yung Numbers chapter 16. Pero, at nag-aaral tayo ng Book of Numbers. Kaya lang, nasa chapter 1 pa lang tayo. But yung chapter 16 ng Numbers ay yung kasaysayan ni Korah. Naalala niyo si Korah? Korah rebelled against Moses and the Lord and Moses, and God opened up the earth and swallowed him and his companions. And so, ayan ang verse 3. Yung kalaban para tayong lalamunin kung hindi lang tayo tinulungan ng Diyos, matagal na tayong wala. When their wrath was kindled against us, then, so, tatlo ang example na gagamitin ni David na halimbawa ng kalaban natin. Kung paano yung trato ng kalaban natin. First, verse number 4, waters. Nakakatakot ba yung waters? Baka yung kidlat. Tsaka yung kulog. Pero yung waters, ang pinag-uusapan dito ay parang dagat. Have you ever been in the sea? Up and down? Bad waters? Have you ever experienced that in a boat? It's not fun. Verse number 4, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. So overwhelming waters, great waters, many waters, swelling waters, mighty waters, raging waters, strong, forceful waters. Overwhelm us. The stream had gone over our soul. Verse 5, the proud waters had gone over our soul. So sa tatlong halimbawa, yung una, waters na overwhelming. So parang nalulunod na tayo sa pagsubok. You ever felt like that? Well, the book of Psalms puts words to our experiences. So David felt the overwhelming, crushing power of water. And the Bible testifies to this. Now, sinong pwede mag-control ng water? Wala sa atin yung control ng water. Pero sinong may kapangyarihan sa water? Sino? God. Si Jesus Christ. Naalala ninyo? Anong sinabi niya? Peace, be still. At nung sinabi niya yon, na-rebuke yung wind at kumalma yung tubig. Bakit? Siya ang may kapangyarihan over the waters. Hindi tayo. Wala tayong kapangyarihan doon. Look at Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse number 22. Jeremiah 5:22 says, "Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will not ye tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea, by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass, though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail, though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it." So, bakit kaya meron tayong mga alon, at yung alon hindi naman linalamon yung buong lupa? Bakit hanggang dun lang yung alon? Kasi, linagyan ng Diyos ng boundary yung alon. Ayan o, Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 22. Kaya, kung yung kaaway natin ay parang tubig, kanino tayo aasa para makontrol yung tubig? Sa Diyos. Alright, that's the first metaphor. Waters. There's another metaphor here. Wild beast. Wild beast. Look at verse number 6. The enemies are like a wild beast. Look at verse number 6. Blessed be the Lord, who hath given us as a prey to their teeth. So, prey to their teeth. Parang nilamon na tayo ng mabangis na hayop at yung laman natin ay nasa kanilang ngipin. So, that's a wild beast. So, that's the second metaphor of the enemy. Waters first, second, wild beast. So, so warning lang sa kalaban natin. Sino, by the way, sino yung kalaban natin? Sinong enemy ng Kristiyano? And Satan is as a roaring lion who walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You see? Consistent ito sa picture ng isang wild beast or lion, you see. But who has power over the devil? God has power over the devil. The Lord Jesus has power over the devil. And in fact, here's the third metaphor. We are likened unto a winged bird. I have to put the W in there. Water, wild beast, and winged bird. Okay, so look at verse number 7. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. So, para tayong ibon na nakalaya. Now, Marcia, she has a pet bird. At yung bird na yan, masaya kapag nakalaya sa kanyang ano yun? Cage. Ano yung cage? Hawla. Oh. Pag nakalaya yung ibon sa hawla, masaya yung ibon. Buti walang pusa sa bahay. But and so David is like a bird who escapes. And that is the Christian who depends upon the Lord. So the devil is as a roaring lion, seeketh about whom he may devour. And how often na sana tinapos tayo ng demonyo? Na sana pinatay na tayo ng demonyo? How often? But how often we can be thankful to God na meron tayong kalayaan at hindi tayo nasira o pinatay dahil sa protection ng Panginoon. God protects us and we escape the snare of the devil. So this is a song of deliverance. Look at verse number 8. This is a precious verse. Verse number 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord who hath made heaven and earth. So nakita niyo yung word Lord. Malaki siya L, malaking O, malaking R, malaking D. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Nakikita niyo yan sa verse number 8. Verse number 8. So, ang wika nito sa Hebrew ay Jehovah. Yan ang pangalan ng Panginoon, Jehovah. So, sagradong pangalan ng Panginoon. Our help is in the name of the Lord. So, by the way, sa pag-aaral natin ng Psalms, nasa 124 na tayo, I'm collecting all the names of God and the titles of God in the book of Psalms. At meron na tayong 106 names and titles of God in the book of Psalms. At hindi pa tayo tapos. Pero malapit na tayong matapos. So if you are interested, pagkatapos ng Psalms, sa pag-aaral natin ng book of Psalms, pag natapos ito, you can request for a list of God's names and titles, and I'll be more than glad to give that to you so that you can have a theology of God's names. See, if you know the names of God, it will be a help to you. So, anong mapapag-aralan natin sa name ng Panginoon dito sa verse 8? Siya ang naglikha ng langit at ng lupa. He made heaven and earth. So, kung siya ang manlilikha, meron bang bagay sa langit at lupa na hindi kayang i-control ng Diyos? Meron ba? Wala. You see? Kasi siya ang ating manlilikha. Now, kung naniniwala ka na ang Diyos ang ating manlilikha, maraming ibig sabihin yan. Hindi ka pwedeng maniwala sa ateista, pagiging ateista. If you believe that God is the maker of heaven and earth, that means atheism is false. That means polytheism is sin. Wala, hindi ho maraming mga Diyos. Isa lang ang Diyos. There's only one God. Polytheism is wrong. Pantheism is wrong. Ano ibig sabihin ng pantheism? Ibig sabihin, lahat ay Diyos. Alam mo, may mga nagtuturo ng ganyan. Ang Diyos ay nasa sa ating lahat. Bahagi tayo ng kadiyosan. Lahat, pati basta may buhay, ay merong haplos ng kadiyosan sa kanila. Mali yun! Kung naniniwala ka na ang Diyos ay ang manlilikha, kakaiba siya sa lahat ng kanyang mga nalikha. You see? Hindi ka maniniwala sa evolution. Ano yung evolution? Lahat tayo nang galing sa mga unggoy. Ha? Baka yung profesor mo galing sa unggoy. Pero, sa Bible, kung naniniwala ka na ang Diyos ay ang manlilikha, nilikha ho niya yung unang tao. Sino yon? Adam. Sino yung asawa niya? Eve. Hindi Steve. Kaya walang same-sex marriage sa Bible. So kung naniniwala ka ang Diyos ang manlilikha, pag ginawa kang lalaki, ano ka dapat? Lalaki. Pag ginawa kang babae, ano ka dapat? Babae. You see? Eh, Brother Bill, hindi mo ako kilala. Gusto kong maging babae. Gusto kong maging lalaki. Whatever. Hindi ka kontento sa gawa ng Diyos sa buhay mo. Makasalanan ka. You are wrong. if you believe na siya ang maker. Kasi siya ang maker, kung paano kanya ginawa, yun ang disenyo niya sa buhay mo. Do you see that? Kung siya ang manlilikha, reject din yung materialism. Ano yung materialism? Yung buhay natin dito ay pansamantala lang. Hindi ito ang langit natin. Hindi rin ito ang impyerno. Merong pupuntahan ang kaluluwa natin. Hindi ho tayo lahat uuwi sa manlilikha. Yung iba, mauuwi yan sa lawa ng apoy. Yung iba, mauuwi yan sa balon ng buhay ng tubig na walang hanggan. Ng buhay na walang hanggan. Hindi rin answer dito sa the Lord is our maker. Ang solution, hindi rin ito, contrary nito sa filosofiya ng humanism. Ano yung humanism? Yung sagot ng problema natin ay sa, ang sagot, ang lunas ng problema natin ay matatagpuan sa tao. Umasa tayo sa tao. No, if you believe that God is the maker of heaven and earth, our help will always come from the maker of heaven and earth, never the creature. Do not worship the creature more than the creator. You see? Ang dami pala nitong tema na ito, ang turo ng maker natin, ng heaven and earth, ang dami palang kinokorrect. Yung iba, naniniwala, environmentalism. Narinig na ba ninyo yung environmentalism? Ano yon? Saklolohin natin ang mundo natin. Ang kailangan natin, bawasan ang plastic. No. Alam mo ang problema ng mundo natin, hindi environment. Ang problema ng mundo natin, panglalasing, pangdroga, bisyo, krimen, kasalanan. Sin ang problema, hindi ho environment. Kaya kahit magtanim ka na magtanim ng puno, hindi mo mabibigyan ng lunas yung environmental problem natin kasi ang Diyos ang humahawak sa environment natin. Kaya yung mga scientists na nagsasabi, pag hindi natin inayos yung environment natin, 10 taon malulusaw na tayo. Yung mundo natin mawawalan ng oxygen. Yan ba yung testimony ng Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 22 na binasa natin? Tingnan mo ang sinabi ng Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 22. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord, will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree. Oh, anong ibig sabihin ng perpetual decree? Habang nandito yung langit at ang lupa, yung alon ay mananatiling limited sa decree ng Panginoon, sa command ng Panginoon. Kaya yung mga sinasabi ng scientists, rising tide, makakain yung mga coastal plains, sa mga ganyan, malulubog tayo sa rising tide. Hindi ho pwedeng mag-rising tide kung hindi payagan ng Diyos. You see, environmentalism is a fallacy. That's false teaching, false doctrine. Kaya huwag kayong matakot sa environmentalism. Matakot kayo sa Diyos na humahawak ng environment natin. Alright? So, verse number 8, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I hope you know that God is the maker of heaven and earth. Let's go to Jeremiah. Nasa Jeremiah 5 naman. Punta kayo sa Jeremiah 32. Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah 32 verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17. Ah, Lord, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Amen? So that's a great Bible verse. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. God is the maker of heaven and earth. He has great power and stretched out arm. There is nothing too hard for thee. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. We just need to trust in Him. See, ang problema hindi si Lord. Ang problema tayo. Umaasa ba tayo kay Lord? O linalaktawan natin yung Lord? You see? Do we tremble before Him? Do we tremble at His Word? Wala tayong takot sa salita ng Diyos. Psalm 125. This will be our last song for tonight. A Song of Degrees. So again, this is Song of Degrees number 6. And we have about 9 more to go. And then we will complete the study of the Song of Degrees. But Psalm 125, verse 1, a Song of Degrees. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. Kaya pala pangalan natin Mount Zion. By the way, kaya ang tawag natin dito Mount Zion Baptist kasi yung church na nag-send sa amin, ang pangalan nila Mount Zion Baptist Church. So, gusto ko lang i-honor yung authority na nag-send sa amin. Kung ang pangalan nila Jerusalem Baptist Church, yan ang pangalan natin, Jerusalem Baptist Mission. Remnant Baptist, remnant din tayo. So, wala sa akin yung pangalan. That's not the important thing for identification. Pero, kaya sila tinawag Mount Zion dahil sa mga verses na patungkol sa Mount Zion sa Lumang Tipan. Katulad nito, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Alam niyo, yung Mount Zion Baptist Church is 62 or 63 years old na. Tayo, 6 years old pa lang tayo. So, yung challenge natin, umabot tayo ng 60. And, which cannot be removed. So, this is referring to Jerusalem, the city of God. The city of God, Jerusalem, or it's also Mount Zion, it's the same place. It's referring to that. And it's like a mountain. Yung bundok po, hindi ho yan pwedeng ma-remove. Just from the sheer geographic, geological fact, yung mountain, mananatili ho yan. Unless, of course, pagdating ng tribulation. So, sa tribulation period, yung mga earthquakes, may magkakaroon talaga ng mga earthquakes na mas malakas pa sa earthquake ng Syria. Naalala niyo yung Syria? Kamakailan lang, nagkaroon sila ng 7 point something. I think 7.6, 7.8 yata, earthquake nila. Milyong-milyon ng mga tao namatay. Paano kaya dito? Ayan dyan, yung BGC. Nasa fault line pa naman. Anyway, if you trust in the Lord, you will not be movable. Kaya nga sabi ni Paul, 1 Corinthians 15. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15:58. 1 Corinthians 15:58. 1 Corinthians 15:58. 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So God wants us to be unmovable. Hindi tayo aatras, hindi tayo titigil, magpapatuloy tayo kahit anong mangyari. You see? That's God's will, God's plan to abide forever. Verse number 2. Ito pinagpapatuloy yung picture of mountains. Verse 2, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about His people from henceforth forevermore. Sino nagpo-protect sa mga Kristiyano? Sino? Si Lord. Alam nyo, walang pwedeng mangyari sa atin kung hindi una payagan ng Diyos. Kaya huwag kayong masyadong mabahala sa mga pagsubok dahil dumaan mo na yan sa approval ni Jehovah. At hindi niya ipapatong sa atin ang hindi natin kaya. You see? God protects His people. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 33. Deuteronomy chapter 33. So, tingnan natin kung anong testimony ng salita ng Diyos sa protection ng Panginoon sa kanyang mga tao. Deuteronomy 33 and verse 27. Deuteronomy 33 and verse 27. Look at what the Bible says. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He shall thrust out the enemy from thee, from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. So God is our refuge. Go to Psalm number 34. Psalm number 34. So, tingnan natin ang testimony ng scriptures patungkol sa protection ng Panginoon. Psalm 34 and verse number 7. Psalm 34, verse number 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them. So, ano ang testimony ng Panginoon? The angel of the Lord. So, do you believe in guardian angel? We have a guardian God. Forget the guardian angel. We have a guardian God. Tingnan mo ang Isaiah chapter 4. Isaiah chapter 4. Isaiah chapter 4 and verse number 5. Isaiah chapter 4, verse number 5. The Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. Upon all the glory shall be a defense. So, yung children of Israel, nung pag-alagala sila sa wilderness, sa umaga, merong cloud, of a pillar of cloud na gagabay sa kanila. Sa gabi, meron namang fire, apoy, na mag-guide at magpo-protect sa kanila. You see? Now, meron ba tayong protection ngayon na ganon? Mas higit pa ang protection ng Panginoon kesa sa cloud at saka fire. Tingnan mo ang John chapter 10, verse 28. God's protection to the New Testament born-again believer is greater than a cloud and pillar of fire. Look at John chapter 10, verse 28. John chapter 10, verse 28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So, nasa kaninong kamay tayo bilang Kristiyano? Nasa kamay ni Jesus. And verse number 29. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. So listen, if you're saved, if you're born again, hindi ka lang hawak at sakop sa kamay ni Kristo, sakop at hawak ka rin ng kamay ng Diyos Ama. You see? So protected ba ang Kristiyano? Greater than a cloud and pillar of fire. I'll take God's hand over anything. And you see, this is a place of privilege for the Christian. So yung protection natin, hindi pansamantala lang. Biro mo, balot tayo sa kamay ni Kristo at sa kamay ng Diyos Ama. And that is true for everyone who's born again. Kaya yung mahal nyo sa buhay, kung kilala nila si Kristo, huwag mong alalahanin. Kasi nasa kamay ni Kristo at nasa kamay ng Diyos Ama. Kung sila ay Kristiyano, kung sila ay saved. Maawa kayo sa kamag-anak nyo, mahal nyo sa buhay, kung hindi nila kilala si Kristo. Kasi wala sila sa kapit ng Panginoon. Kailangan nila ma-born again, ma-saved. Para matuklasan nila ang kamay ng Panginoon sa kanilang buhay. You see? Verse number three. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. What a promise from God. Hindi pwedeng magwagi
ang pamumuno ng masasama sa buhay ng matuwid.
You see that? Lest the righteous put forth their hands into iniquity. So, God has a principle in Scripture, never will the wicked person rule forever over the righteous person. Otherwise, the righteous person would get so discouraged and start trying to fulfill the will of God in a wrong way. And that does not honor the Lord. And so, God puts a provision in His Word that the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. So, merong limit pala ang rod. Ano yung tong rod of the wicked? Pag sinabing rod, yan yung pamatok, yung pamalo. So, ang simbolo nito ay yung authority ng hindi matuwid o yung masasama. So, huwag kayong mag-alala kung sinong mayor, kung sino yung alkalde, sino yung president, sino yung namumuno. Hindi importante yon. Ang importante, tayo ay matuwid. Dahil ang pangako ng Diyos, hindi magtatagal ang pamumuno ng masasama sa matuwid. You see? You don't even have to fear the government, the wicked rulers. Go over to Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22. God puts an end to the rule of the wicked. Amen. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 8. Proverbs 22 verse 8. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. Okay? So, magfe-fail sometime in the future. Lahat ng mga bad, wicked rulers, they are destined for failure. Amen. Thank God. God is in charge. So, ang prayer sa verse number 4 is so important. For verse number 4, do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. So, may prinsipo lang salita ng Diyos. Kung ikaw ay matuwid, pwede kang mag-pray. Lord, gawin mo ako ng tama. Gawan mo ako ng tama. Tulungan mo ako, Lord. Dahil nagsusumikap ako na maging matuwid. Hindi ako nagsisinungaling. Hindi ako gumagawa ng mali. Tutulungan ba ng Diyos yung taong nagsisumikap na gumawa ng tama? Absolutely. Absolutely. Pero yung taong hypocrite, yung tao na gumagawa ng kabalastugan, ng kamalian, kabaloktutan, sa palagay mo, tutulungan siya ng Diyos? Even your conscience knows, God cannot bless a mess. Verse number five, for as such as turn aside, now that's a very important word, yung turn aside, yung mga tumitiwalag, that's turning aside, unto their crooked ways. Yung mga gusto doon sa mga kabaluktutan. Yung mga umaalis sa landas ng tama at umuwi sa kabaluktutan, sabi ng Panginoon. The Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. Idadalhin ng Panginoon yan sa hatol. Kasama lahat ng gumagawa ng kamalian. So, examine yourself. Are you turning aside unto your crooked ways? Hindi lahat na nagsisimba ay gumagawa ng tama. Alam ng Diyos, nakikita ng Diyos. Kaya ikaw, huwag mong pabayaan mo yung katabi mo, yung nasa likod, nasa harap. Ang message na ito para sa akin, para sa iyo, para sa ating lahat. Examine kung tayo ba ay nagpapatuloy na gumagawa ng matuwid, or are we turning aside unto our crooked ways? Lahat tayo may ugali. Lahat tayo may ugali na pwedeng i-train na gumawa ng tama o gumawa ng mali. Kaya pagsikapan natin i-train yung sarili natin na gumawa ng tama. At manatiling ganun. So, kayo, natuklasan ninyo yung pagsisimba tuwing Sunday. Nagbibigay lugod yan sa Diyos. Honoring to God yan.
Pero darating ang time, susubukan ka ng Diyos. Pipiliin mo ba yung Sunday o pipiliin mo yung iba? That's if it is within your control, ha? And I would have to sadly say, merong mga tao na dati nag-a-attend, ngayon hindi na nag-a-attend. What happened to them? They are turning aside to their crooked ways. So, anong mangyayari sa kanila? Hahatulan sila ng Diyos. Papaluin yan ng Diyos. Kasi anak yan ng Diyos. Hindi naman papayagan ng Diyos na gumawa ng kamalian yung anak niya, hindi niya i-correct. Kaya nga niya mahal yung anak niya, kinokorek niya yung anak niya. Ganon ang Diyos. But peace shall be upon Israel. So it ends with the blessing of the benediction that God will bring peace upon Israel someday. So itong mga pilgrims, umaasa sila, umaawit sila, nabibigyan sila ng peace. Balang araw. World peace! When are we gonna receive world peace? Kailan natin makikita yung world peace? Pag nanalo yung ano? Yung kandidato natin? Oh? No? Yung party natin? No? Kailan yung world peace? Pag nag-agree yung mga mundo na hindi na tapusin na nila yung mga armas nila, ibaba nila yung mga armas nila, kailan kaya mangyayari yun? Hmm? Hindi mangyayari yon hanggang hindi bumalik yung Prince of Peace. Sino yung Prince of Peace? Si Jesus Christ. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless. And Father in Heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your words. We thank you, Lord, for the warnings and the encouragements that we see in the Bible. I pray, Father, that you would help us, Lord, in our testings and trials. Help us to be obedient to you. Help us not to turn aside to our crooked ways. Help us to always depend on you, look to you, trust in you, patiently, and develop our confidence in you. Help us, Lord, to imbibe the truths of Scripture that we may learn the Word of God and trust in you, Lord. We love you. We thank you that you are in control of everything, that ultimately our enemies will be defeated. And it'll be worth it all when we see Jesus Christ, Lord. We love you. Ask your blessing upon us now. In Jesus' name, amen.